On the line, Stuart. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
In good shape, thanks, Stuart. What would you like us to talk about?
I'm intrigued by gravity waves. The recent discovery of the evidence for a gravity wave at the time of the Big Bang. And I'm wondering what implications it might have for the future of physics and that the study of the universe and the attempt to amalgamate the two versions of physics.
Tamala, what do you think?
Yeah, so you're alluding to the BICEP 2 result, which is a telescope down in the South Pole run by the Harvard Smithsonian Center. And they announced, as you say, these primordial gravitational waves that have been detected in the cosmic microwave background. And this is a signal that we theoretically expected to find, and people were looking for it, and sure enough, there it was. And the biggest result of that is really that our theory of inflation, this idea that the universe expanded massively very soon after the Big Bang, it's a strong confirmation of that theory. It's very difficult to imagine a different set of rules, different theory that allows the same sorts of gravitational waves and the patterns that we see in the background. So that's a big thing for cosmologists and definitely gives us a bit more information to play with about the beginning of the universe. In terms of the future for other gravitational wave detections, obviously this sort of thing will want to be followed up by other experiments and peer review. A lot of people are still really keen for a direct measurement, right? So this is what they just did, was looking out back to the furthest reaches of the universe and back in time. We would love to see a ripple in space-time, right? Because of some very massive event that happened coming through Earth. And we'd love to see that detected. And we've got a couple of experiments. LIGO is the big one that's based in the US. And it's this interferometer that's based on the ground. It's got these lasers shining between very long arms distances, and it's waiting for a gravitational wave to pass through, and it'll just distort that light a bit and delay it slightly. You can imagine this is a really sensitive detector and requires a lot of fine-tuning and subtracting background noise. So that's something they haven't yet discovered anything with, but they're advancing it. Next year, they're releasing advanced LIGO. LISA is a space-based version of that, and that may also launch in some form or another in a few decades. So a lot coming on board.
There you go, Stuart. Gravity waves sorted out for you. And thank you very much, Tamala, for the answer.